Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. I've got a great call planned for you. The call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rickc@ericlofholm.com. That's rickc@ericlofholm.com. A great place to be on the internet during the call is out in our Facebook group, and we have a special group that's out on Facebook for the Sales Technology Training Program. You can find the link in the email message I sent out. And when you go out there, I do encourage you to add that group to your favorites on Facebook, and that way it shows up in the upper left corner, and you can find it easily. Just click on the button, and it'll take you right there. Once you go into the group, look for the big red box at the top of the page where it says Sales Technology Training Program Call. Please share your biggest takeaways. Go ahead and click on the like button, and then go ahead and post a comment there. And I'm just going to post a comment there that says hello. And I encourage you to do that too. And as we go through the call today, I encourage you to share your takeaways out in the Facebook group. Those would be the golden nuggets or the ideas that you're learning on the call. And by sharing that information with the group, it provides a shared learning. It's something where you can go and you can find the other ideas that people are learning on the call as well. And so you can go back through and scroll through prior calls and see what comments that people are adding and what ideas that they shared while they were on the call. So I'll pop out there in a few minutes and I'll see who's posting in the group. By the way, if you try to click on the link in the email I sent and you get a message that you are not able to access the group, it's probably because I haven't added you to the group yet. And in order for me to add you to the group, I need to make sure that we're first friends on Facebook. Facebook doesn't let me add people to a group unless we're already friends. So I included a link there to add me, and you can do that. Or if you don't know how to do that, just send me an email, and I'll follow up with more details. You can also access all of the recordings from the calls out on our membership page. And again, you'll find the link out in the email that I send out each week. And you can click on that and go get access to those recordings. The Sales Technology Training Program is a 12-week program that's designed to help you to generate leads and earn sales online. There are 12 modules of content, and today we're covering one of those modules. And in fact, we're talking today about creating appointment setting emails, basically using email messages to set appointments with people. But before we get into that, I wanted to share details about an upcoming event. I have the great opportunity to be able to interview Eric Lofholm on a call tomorrow. And so I want to invite everyone to participate in that. And that call is going to be on Wednesday, March 19th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Wednesday, March 19th at 5 p.m. Pacific. That would be 7 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. Eastern. And so if you would like to register for that call, I'll share the details in the Facebook group in a moment. And then I can also give you the website address again, or the website address where you can go out to get the details. In fact, here it is right here. It is salestechsystems.com/facebook-interview. So I'm going to add that to the Facebook group here. And so you can go out and get access to that. But we're going to be talking about, Eric's been very active on Facebook lately, and he's been implementing a lot of new strategies. And so we're going to have a conversation about how to use Facebook more effectively to be able to grow your business. And we'll talk about some of the do's and don'ts, things that you can do. And so I encourage you to be on that call. If for whatever reason you're not able to be on that call, or if you're listening to the audio recording and March 19th has already passed, then you can go out to that link anyway and then go ahead and fill in the details, and then I'll automatically send you the recording to the call. We'll be doing the call as a webinar, so we'll have you'll go in through GoToWebinar and get access to it that way, but it's mostly going to be a conversation with me and Eric talking about Facebook strategies. So again, I just posted the link out in the Facebook group. Go check it out there, and if you have any other questions about that, let me know. So let's go ahead and dive into our topic for today. Today we're talking about appointment setting emails. And, you know, most people, I should say many people, don't really have a strategy for using email to set appointments. And so I want you to embrace the idea of using email as a way to book appointments. And there's really a couple different versions of this, because how many different types of appointments can you have, right? You can have a number of different types. You can have phone appointments. So you can set up appointments where you talk to somebody by phone. You can set up appointments where you meet with people in person. Maybe you deal with people on a local basis, and so you might want to get together at a Starbucks or at a restaurant and meet with people. Or maybe you want to get people to come to your office. Maybe you have a physical location. You want people to come and see you directly there. Another way to look at appointments is you can also think about doing appointments one-to-many. And that would be, for instance, doing a teleseminar or a webinar. And in that case, you would be letting people know about the event and encouraging them to go and register for the event. So that is a form of appointment setting. Another technique would be if you're hosting a live event. You might be hosting your own seminar or a workshop or something like that. And so you want to get people to come and attend your workshop. So those are all examples of different appointments that you can set. And email can be used in supporting each one of those activities. So first of all, one of the things I want you to do, and by the way, as we go through this call today, I want you to participate out in the Facebook group. So I'm going to give you an assignment, an exercise right now to work on and to go out and share this in the Facebook group, and I'll read these off in a couple minutes here. So I want you to think about how many appointments you need to set per week. How many appointments do you need to set per week? Now, there's a couple ways to think about this. Number one is, how many appointments do you actually need to run each week, or how many appointments do you need to have? See, there's a difference between the number of appointments that you set and the number of appointments that you run. Have you ever scheduled a time with a person and the time rolled around and you were going to call them and you picked up the phone and you got voicemail? And you're like, okay, well, that's interesting. Well, let me just leave a message. And you leave the message, and then what happens? They don't call back. So that's an appointment that's set, but it's not an appointment that was run. So sometimes there's a gap between the appointments that you set and the appointments that you run. The other thing is, when you set an appointment, when do you schedule that for? Is that an appointment for this week? Is it an appointment for next week? Or is it an appointment for next month? So just because you're setting an appointment this week doesn't mean you're actually going to have an appointment this week. So we want to first think about how many appointments we want to be setting per week, because that's the number that you have control over. So you always want to set a higher goal for appointments than you actually need. You want to have a higher goal to set appointments. So, for example, if you have a goal of having one appointment with a prospective customer or client per day, that's going to be 5 per week. That's pretty simple math. If you wanted to have 2 appointments, then that's going to be 10 appointments per week that you would need to have run. So again, you know, that might just be initially starting off and setting a goal of 5 appointments that you want to set per week, or 10 per week. So go ahead and give that some thinking for a moment, some thought around that, and go ahead and post that out in the Facebook group and let me know. Just post the number out. You can say something like, my goal is to set 5 appointments per week, for instance. Because what I want to do is I want to take a look and see what your goals are around this, because then that's going to influence how active you need to be in terms of using email and other strategies to book appointments. Now, by the way, can you use other strategies to book appointments other than email? Sure, absolutely. One of the simplest strategies that you can use is just picking up the phone and calling people. And in fact, you probably already have a list of people that you can reach out to, pick up the phone and call to schedule appointments. And that's a great strategy. And you want to have a combination of strategies. You don't want to just rely on one method. You want to have a number of different strategies that you implement. And sometimes people will respond to one strategy versus another. So what strategy is going to be most effective for you? So another technique that you can use is social media. You could either post something directly on your Facebook page or on Twitter or even LinkedIn, or you could send out a private message to someone to invite them to schedule appointments. In fact, a little bit later on the call, I'll talk about a strategy that I implemented today that it's not a new strategy. It's something that I do over time, but it's a strategy that you can duplicate as well. And so I'll share that with you a little bit later on the call today. Now, I'm popping out to the Facebook page right now and looking to see who's posting in the group. And I'll check back out there in a moment. So I'll give you an opportunity to go post a message now, and then I'll go find those a little bit later and check in on them. In fact, I can see right now a couple messages coming up. All right, so let me talk next about why to use email. What's the big deal about email? Well, first of all, one of the benefits of using email is that it's going to be a fast strategy to reach a lot of people. See, there's a speed to marketing. The faster you can implement something, the faster you can start getting results. If you were going to pick up the phone and call people, how many people could you call in a day? For most people, it's probably going to be somewhere in the range of, say, you know, 20, 10, 20, 30 people per day. It's not a lot. Whereas on email, you could probably send an email out, and reach 500, 1,000, 2,000 or more people. How many people are on your email list? So one of the strategies you want to implement over time is to grow your email list. You want to be able to reach more people through email over time, and that's going to give you the capability to be able to accomplish more. All right, so I'm checking out on the page right now, and Janice says, my goal is to set 3 to 5 appointments per week. Good. Excellent. So Janice has a very specific goal to set appointments. So let's see some other folks posting out there. Remember, go to the page and then look for the pinned post, and that's going to you'll see the big red image at the top of the page. So where it says please share your biggest takeaways. Go ahead and share the ideas that you're learning, and then also go ahead and post how many appointments. And I'll go back out and check in a few minutes. Now, another benefit to email is that, sometimes you might want to get an email out at a time that might not be good for making phone calls. So, for instance, let's say that you have an idea in the evening, like you realize, oh, my gosh, I really need to set some appointments for next week. Maybe it's Thursday night, and you know that you're going to be busy all Friday long, and you're thinking to yourself, wow, I don't have time to make phone calls, and I can't really pick up the phone now. Let's say it's 9 o'clock at night. You wouldn't want to be calling people at 9 o'clock at night, inviting them to schedule an appointment with you. So email now becomes a good alternative because now you can reach out to your whole email list. You could send an email message, and you could encourage them to contact you to set an appointment. So now you've got a time saver. You can create leverage. And you could either send out that email right now at that time, let's say it's at 9 o'clock at night, or you could even schedule it to go out the following morning. So you would be tied up all day, but you could send the email out in the morning, and that way they get it and respond to you, and then you could have responses back to schedule appointments. And by the way, I'll talk to you in a moment about what are the different ways, what are the different calls to actions that you could use in an email that would encourage people to set appointments with you. Now, the topic that we're discussing today, by the way, this is one of the three key systems that Eric Laufholm teaches to build your business. And remember, those three key systems are lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. And so we're focused in today on appointment setting. And so sending an email is one way to set an appointment with people. So what are some of the tips to be able to write an effective email? Well, first of all, when you write an email, you want to make it you want to make that email conversational. See, a lot of people, when they write emails, they write it in corporate speak, which means it's almost like talking down to people. It's using language that's not really connecting with them as an individual or as a human being. See, part of what you want to do in email marketing is communicate in a way that gives people a sense of who you are. So part of that means you need to understand who you are. You need to understand what your message is and what way that you want to communicate with people. Like some people, they're encouragers. They're inspirational people, and so their messages tend to be inspirational. other people might be more of a kind of kick you in the butt kind of person who's, you know, kind of focused, energetic, but at the same time, you know, creating accountability. Now, depending on what type of business that you have, depends on what type of messages that you send. So let's say that you have, for instance, a network marketing business. Then what type of emails can you send out to set appointments? Well, first of all, you have to think about what's going to happen in the appointment. How are you going to create value for the other person in a meeting, in a presentation, in the appointment? What are you going to do that is really going to give them a reason to want to be on that appointment? If it's strictly a sales presentation, then, you know, why would anybody want to sign up for that? You've got to give them some kind of a benefit that they're going to get. Are you going to be able to answer questions? Are you sharing information that they can't get anywhere else? Are you going to talk about ways that they could save more money or save more time? You really have to get focused on the benefits. And so that's part of what you want to communicate in the email. You have to communicate the benefits of the appointment. You have to give people a reason why they would want to schedule an appointment with you. So let's do another exercise right now. What I'd like you to do is I want you to think about what are the benefits of having an appointment with you. And so I want you to think of three benefits of an appointment and then go ahead and post those out on Facebook. And I'm going to pop out there in a moment. And even if you've done this exercise before, I want you to get focused in on, just thinking of additional benefits of the appointment. What else can people learn, or how are they going to benefit? Are they going to get some additional insights? Are they going to save time, money? Are they going to learn about their health? Maybe you can share something about their health that they don't understand. Susan says, can't tell if I'm on the right post here. Looks like two of them are pinned together. Anyway, right now I think three appointments per week is all that I can handle. Okay, so Susan, you are in the right place. You're posting on where it has the big red image at the top that says sales technology training program call. Please share your biggest takeaways. So that's the right spot. Janice says, Susan, you're on the right post. Excellent. Thanks for jumping in, Janice. And Susan says, thanks, Janice. Marilyn says, my maximum is 5 appointments weekly, mostly on the phone. Okay, so it sounds like what you're saying, Marilyn, is that your goal is to actually have 5 appointments per week. So if you set 5 appointments and then you have 3 no-shows, then you really only have 2 appointments. So what I need to know is what is your goal for how many appointments that you want to set per week? And remember, when you set your appointments, some of those appointments might be a couple weeks out. So, you know, part of the strategy here, when you get started in setting appointments, like if you've been in a place where you haven't been having any appointments, you know, and I know there's probably a couple of you listening in where you're not consistently having appointments with people. And so you want to take a look at your sales numbers. How many new customers are you signing up per week? How many people are purchasing products? How many people are signing up for your services or your programs, whatever it is that you're offering? If there's a gap between your goal, let's say that your goal is to generate, say, $3,000 a month in sales, and then right now you're achieving $500 or $1,000. So you've got a gap of around $2,000 to $2,500 per month. How are you going to fill that gap? What are you going to do? Well, one of the ways is to have more appointments. And remember, our definition earlier of an appointment is essentially it's an opportunity to get in front of a potential customer, either one-on-one in person or over the phone or in a presentation one-to-many. And by the way, if you have different methods, you might set different goals for the different types of appointments. You might have one particular type that you favor. Like for me, I do a combination. I do a lot of events, so teleseminars and webinars, and most of my events are virtual. But I also have a lot of one-on-one appointments by phone. So I don't spend a whole lot of time meeting with people in person. For me, that's not a very time-leveraged activity, getting in a car and then going out to meet people. But for some people, that's their primary method. And if that is your primary method, then you're probably spending a lot of time out in the field. You're probably spending a lot of time in coffee shops or at restaurants or go visiting clients in their offices or in their homes. So you want to think about the method that you have, how you want to connect with people, how you want to meet with people. And then also think about if there are some other different strategies to implement. Maybe you're doing what you're doing because that's what you've always been doing. And what's that old phrase about if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got? So maybe it's time to try something new. Maybe it's time to experiment with a new model. So again, I want to give you an opportunity to work on this exercise here for about 2 minutes. I want you to come up with 3 benefits of an appointment with you, and then go ahead and post that in the Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program. So go ahead and work on that now, and then we'll resume back in about 2 minutes. If you're just joining me on the call, we're in the midst of an exercise right now. So I want you to make a list of 3 benefits that a potential customer or client will receive from an appointment with you. So come up with 3 benefits and then go ahead and post those in the Sales Technology Training Program Facebook group. We'll resume back in about 1 minute. Okay, we're resuming back on the call. Hopefully you had a chance to go out and post a message out in the Facebook group with your suggestions or your benefits. Let me pop out there real quick, and looks like we've got a couple folks posting. Susan says, this part always confuses me. Maybe I need to change the way I run phone appointments in order to have benefits that I can promise people. So, let me just pause there for a moment. Oh, and Susan's got a follow-up comment. She says, that would be me not consistently having any appointments. I need to get back on the sales lead wagon. Okay, so Susan, let's see. Let me give you a new distinction. I was on the phone with a client recently sharing this idea, and I think this would benefit you as well as a few other people on the call. This is a strategy that I've implemented in my own business, and I think this works very well, especially tying them with the appointment setting emails. So here's the idea. Come up with an idea for an appointment that's focused around a specific topic. So let's go through a couple examples here. So let's say that you're a health coach, for instance. Or even that you have a network marketing business focused on like health, food, you know, supplements or something like that. So there's a number of different ideas that you could come up with for different types of appointments. So one of them might be like a food intake review or something like that. And number one, come up with an idea for the name of the appointment. Have a specific name for it. So the concept in this one would be, let's talk about the foods you're eating and I can provide some simple suggestions on some changes that you can make so that you can eat in a more healthy way. And so the benefits of the appointment would be that you can get feedback on the foods you're currently eating. You can learn about some additional foods that you can eat that will be more healthy for you, and also foods that could help to give you more energy. So that will be one example. Another example might be something like an exercise assessment. And so in this case, the appointment would be focused on talking to you about what exercises you're doing, how often are you exercising, do the exercises that you're doing cause you any pain, etc. Now you might think to yourself, well, Rick, I would talk about all those things when I'm on an appointment with a potential client. Well, that's great, but the problem is one type of appointment is going to appeal to one person and another type of appointment is going to appeal to another person. And so part of the appointment setting email strategy is that you want to send out email messages from time to time to offer to schedule appointments with people, and each message that you send should be a little bit different. And so one of the ways that you can differentiate the emails and make them different from one another is to have a different type of appointment that you're offering. So for most of you, I would probably recommend coming up with maybe three main types of appointments that you do. So kind of three topics for your appointments. That would be a good place to start. Now, I usually go above and beyond what the strategies that I recommend. So I've literally come up with about 15 different types of appointments that I do with clients. Each one of them is unique. I focus on a different topic area. I have different benefits for each one. I have a different process and a different strategy. I've written a different email for each one of those. I have follow-up emails that I do for each one. And so the strategies that I teach you, I'm teaching you the simple basics of how to get it done, and then it's up to you to take it and implement it, leverage it, improve upon it, optimize it, duplicate it. And so each one of these strategies can go very deep. So when I share a strategy with you, in most cases, I've taken that strategy and I've done it over and over and over, and I've optimized it. So, but you have to start somewhere, right? You're not going to start out at the point of perfection. You start off with the basics and you master that, and then you duplicate it over time. I'm going to go out and read a few more of the posts, and Susan, I'm going to come back and I'm going to address your situation specifically in a moment too. I'll give you a specific example for you that might fit. But let me give you the components of a marketing email. I want to run through this laundry list here because I want you to understand what needs to be in the email. So first of all, the subject line. The subject line is, you know, arguably the most important part of the email. Because if, number one, in a lot of cases, people delete emails before they actually open them. So the only thing that they will often see is, number one, your name, and then number two, the subject line. And so if your subject line doesn't grab their attention, then they either will not open your email message, they'll delete it, or they'll just ignore it. Number two, the greeting. The greeting comes at the beginning of the email. So as soon as they open it up, you have a greeting. And it could be anything from, you know, hello, hi, you know, what's up. You know, it depends on your style as far as what greeting to use. I will include the person's name in the greeting. So if you can write personalized messages, that's great. And if you have a permission-based email marketing system, then you probably have the ability to insert what's called a merge field, where you can merge in the person's name. So you have to learn how to do that. Then the next part of a marketing email is the introduction. So really the introduction, once they've opened the email, the introduction is the first thing that they read that's going to grab their attention and going to encourage them to read more. So what appears in the introduction is important. Next, you have the body copy. So copy refers to copywriting. Copywriting is are words that are persuasive and influential. And so really everything in the email is copy. And so when you write that message, you want to write it in a way that is focused on encouraging people to take action. You'll also want to include benefits. So this goes back to the exercise that we just did. You'll want to mention the benefits that you came up with, as well as maybe other benefits in the email. You've got to give people a reason why they would want to schedule an appointment with you. Next is social proof. So you have an option in an email to include a testimonial or a customer story. That can be a way of demonstrating value by sharing a story of somebody that you've worked with. And you don't necessarily have to do that in all of your emails to set appointments, but it might be worth trying, especially if you have a good testimonial from somebody. The next component is the offer. The offer in this case is the appointment. It's to schedule the appointment with you. And then the next step is the call to action. You need to explain how you want people to contact you to schedule the appointment. We'll talk about some of those examples in a moment, or different ways that you can have a call to action. Then you have the salutation, if I'm getting that right. I sometimes get that one messed up with the greeting, but the salutation should be what comes at the very end. I'll do a quick check now that I'm thinking about it. And then the final is the PS statement. And what I usually do in the a salutation is a greeting, darn it. All right. So maybe somebody in the group knows this. The salutation is a greeting used in the letter. What is the closing remarks? So whoever is our grammar specialist or communication specialist, if you can look that up and then post it in the group, what is the ending message in a letter? Okay. Now, one thing, so before the PS, I always include like a brief message to close out the email, and then I include the PS. So I'll usually put "to your success," and then I'll have Rick Cooper, and I'll put something like "online marketing and social media trainer." And then I have the PS statement. And at the very end of the email, of course, you have your email signature. If you're using a permission-based email marketing system, you probably had to set up some kind of a signature initially. And by the way, another tip, email marketing tip, you can periodically go back and change that email signature, because it might be that you want to change that up from time to time and include, you can even include a call to action in that email signature. Like go download a free report or something like that. All right. Well, I want to open up for questions here. So if you'd like to share a question out in the Facebook group, go ahead and do that now. And I'll pop out there myself and check it out. And let me go back and I'm going to continue reading your comments out on the page. Oh, by the way, we forgot to set a goal for our comments today. So let's set a goal of 40. I think we can probably hit 40. I think we're up above 20 right now. So I'm scrolling through here, and Marilyn says, three benefits with me are health and beauty info and questions, news about our products on sale, feedback and discussion on customer satisfaction. Okay, so this brings up a good point here, which is that you have appointments that fall into a couple categories. You have brand new prospects, people who have never bought anything, but you might also be setting some appointments with existing customers or clients too. So it sounds like in Marilyn's case, some of those appointments are probably with existing customers. So part of what she would be doing then is educating them about, you know, what's new that's out that they might be interested in, and also feedback, you know, getting feedback on customer satisfaction from them. But I think as far as the email is concerned, those wouldn't necessarily constitute benefits for the customer. You can certainly mention that, but if you come back to the idea of having a specific type of appointment, think about what are the three different types of appointments that you could do. And Marilyn, why don't you do that? Why don't you think about three different types of appointments and go ahead and post that in the group, and then we can continue talking about that a little bit further on here. Let me go ahead and move on. Marilyn said, I would want to set 5 weekly on the phone. Okay, so it sounds like you're going to hold to setting 5 appointments per week. So whether that appointment is this week, next week, or 3 weeks from now, your goal is to set 5 per week. So again, if you're setting 5 per week, you're not going to typically have any more than 5 per week booked. And for you, you know, maybe you have a, I think you're doing a lot of one-on-one appointments, so you would actually be going out to them. So I don't know what your rate is, whether you have any, you know, any or many no-shows, but that would be a factor. Janice says, I market a health and wellness product, so in my email, I would bullet point at least 3 or 4 benefits of my product. I'm considering doing an email marketing campaign with this particular company here. Can you give any golden nuggets on doing a strategy like this? I have never done this before. Well, so Janice, I'll come back to the concept around what are the benefits. And for you also, you may want to think what are 3 different appointments that you could set. So part of it is think about your product line. So for those of you who have products, then you can think about what are the different, do you have products that fall into any particular categories? And it could be that you have, like for some companies, they might have products that fall into the beauty category. Like maybe you're selling cosmetics or something like that. But then you might also have food supplements. Those are 2 separate product lines. And so it would naturally lend itself into 2 separate appointments. And then as far as an email marketing campaign, One of the things if you're sending out an email campaign, which all a campaign is just a series of messages over time, then one of the things that you can do to improve the results there are to leverage content on your website. And that could be written content in the form of blog posts, but it could also be videos. All right. Let's see. I'm checking back out on the group here. Judy Flannery says, 3 benefits when we meet will be help you solve health concerns using natural medications, how to have more energy and a healthier lifestyle, or how to lose weight. I can also share wonderful essential oils you can use that you can use when cooking to add flavor and health benefits. Okay, good. That's a pretty good summary of benefits there. So, and it could also be that this naturally lends itself to separate appointments. So one of the things you have there is help you solve health concerns using natural medications. Now, you know, for some of you, it could be that some of your topics cross into areas where you don't want to get into. Like, you know, one of the things you could talk about, since you used the word medication and you said natural medication, then if you're talking with a prospective customer about medications, then naturally they're probably going to bring up their own medications. Like maybe they've got some medications from the doctor. And it could be that you don't want to necessarily give recommendations on whether to stop using medication. That could be an issue. So in that case, then you would just probably want to focus on, you know, talking about some alternatives. So you wouldn't necessarily say, okay, you're taking this medication, so here's a natural medication. You could stop taking that medication from the doctor and then use this instead. You would probably just want to focus in on talking about what are their symptoms, you know, what are they struggling with, and then saying, here's a natural medication and an alternative supplement that you could take that will help you to treat this. And so you're not necessarily giving them advice on, you know, whether to stop using medications, but you are giving them some alternatives. So that could just be one conversation is talking about that. And then the one about energy and a healthier lifestyle, part of that conversation then could be talking about how much sleep are they getting? How much exercise are they getting? How long are they, you know, sitting at their desk? Are they doing anything during the day to get up and stretch and move around? So it could be a larger conversation about exercise and health and all of that. And then the third one that you have there is on losing weight. So again, with losing weight, you have diet, you have exercise, you have supplementation, So you have a couple different things that that you could address. So to me, each one of those that you mentioned really could almost be a separate appointment. And then for those, then, like, so if we just took losing weight in particular, like, what are the benefits of an appointment where you talked about losing weight? Well, energy, increasing energy could be one. You know, another benefit might be to fit in your old clothes. You know, maybe that would be appealing or something like that. And you don't have to say it like that. But you know, there, for some people, I think there are a lot of people that talk about like getting into your skinny jeans or something like that. So that might be a phrase that you use. Wouldn't you like to be able to get into your skinny jeans again? And that creates a little bit of that feeling like, yeah, you know what, you know, get them thinking about their heyday. You know, wouldn't you like to get back to that point? So, you know, things that kind of touch their emotions, things that make them feel, you know, almost kind of competitive with themselves, like, yeah, I need to get back into shape. I need to get back into this and take care of myself. And there's also, of course, all the negative aspects, you know, to avoid, like, well, you know, if you're obese, then you have to worry about things like diabetes. And you have to worry about, you know, potentially a shorter life. So, you know, you can talk about how to address those. All right. Well, I'm going to read a few more comments in a moment here, but I've got a few more ideas that I want to share with you related to setting appointments. So there are two ways to set appointments through email. One is to set the appointment manually, and the other way is to use automation to set the appointment. And I think there's a value in both. And so when you implement this strategy, you could experiment with and try different ways. You could have a partially manual process and a partially automated process. So there's no one right way to do it. And you know, a great best practice in email marketing is to experiment and try different techniques. So let me share a technique that I use and you know, just kind of explain how the process works so you can think about how to implement it on your own. So one technique that I will use is I will send out an email message. I'll explain what the specific opportunity is to schedule an appointment with me and how they'll benefit. And then as a call to action, I will ask them to email me. Now, as part of that process, after they email me, I will send them out a follow-up email. And then I will include a link to go schedule an appointment through TimeTrade. TimeTrade is a service that I use to schedule appointments. And so they can click on that link, and then they can go schedule the appointment. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Rick, why don't you just include the TimeTrade link in the email that you send out? Good question. Number one is that if they click on the link and then go out to TimeTrade and they can't figure it out, or they can't find a time, or they realize it's going to take more than like 2 or 3 minutes, then they might not book the appointment. And so if I'm sending an email to my entire list, then, you know, let's say that I, let's look at it this way. Let's say that I send out an email and I ask people to email me back. And let's say that I have 20 people that respond to me. If I had just included the TimeTrade link, I might actually only have 10 to 15 people who actually click on the link and book the appointment. And see, for some people, that's okay. See, part of what you have to do is you have to think about your time. How much time do you have? How much time do you have to follow up? And so for some people, they're so busy that they wouldn't want to have to deal with following up with people. They would just want people to automatically click and book the appointment. So everybody is in a little bit different situation. So you have to think about how much time you have. You have to think about how effective you are in following up. Maybe you want to follow up and have a conversation with them first before you set the appointment. So you might want to pick up the phone and call them. So you have to kind of think through all of this, but at a certain point, you just have to implement it. And really, that's one of the simplest ways. If you don't have a way to schedule appointments online currently, then that would be probably the primary method, is you would just ask people to email you and include your email address and just ask them to contact you to schedule the appointment. And then you follow up. And so one of the keys here is when I send the follow-up message, I don't just write out the message for every single email person that I follow up with. I use templates. So what I do is I create a notepad file, and then I type out my follow-up message. And so I already have that message pre-written. And so when somebody emails me, all I have to do is to hit the reply button, copy and paste and send, and it's done. That's one of the reasons I like that strategy. It's quick and easy to do. And that's one of my top priorities when those come in, because see, the thing in marketing and sales is that you have to strike while the iron is hot. You have to act quickly. See, a hot prospect is hot for only so long. And every day, every week, every month that passes from the point that they express interest in something, they cool off. And so the faster you can respond back to somebody, the better results that you're going to get. So based on the process that I've shared with you so far on the call today, how committed are you to writing an email message to set an appointment and sending it out to your email list? What I'd like you to do is I want you to rate your commitment level. So let's say that you're super committed and you're like, you're on fire and you're going to get this done in the next 24 hours. That would be a 10. And let's say on the other end, somebody is, they're like, well, you know, I like the idea, but I don't have time to implement it right now. Maybe I'll do it, you know, next month. So that would be more like a 1 or a 2. So I want you to rate yourself and go post that in the Facebook group. Just put out there, put my commitment to the appointment setting email strategy, you know, and put your number down there. And we'll take a look and see where you are in terms of interest in getting this done. Now, if you're above like an 8 or above, then I want you to put a commitment date. When you want to get the email written and sent out? And what probably would be reasonable would be to shoot for maybe 1 week from now. So between now and next week's call. So go ahead and post in there, you know, rate yourself on your level of commitment in working on the strategy. And then if you want to implement this, say in the next, just go ahead and put down what date that you want to get it done by. All right. Well, let me check back out on the Facebook group. I want to continue reading messages here. Let's see. Susan says, I understand the idea of getting something out of the appointment. Otherwise, they won't commit to showing up. But that doesn't seem to line up with Eric's sales mountain. If I do rapport and then identifying customer needs, etc. Good question. Eric talks about one of the ways to encourage people to set appointments with you is to think of the teeter-totter. So think of the price versus the value, essentially. And so in the case of the appointment, the price is free. There's no charge for the appointment. But instead of thinking about price, people are thinking more in terms of time. What is their time worth? And so you have to convince them that there's going to be a value that they're going to get from this appointment, and it has to be worth their time. So where this fits in the sales mountain, it's not going to be lead generation or appointment setting. It's not going to be identifying customer needs. It will be in the next step, which is on sharing the benefits. So typically, there's going to be, after you identify customer needs, then you have a better idea of what it is that they're struggling with. And so then you can provide some ideas. And so during that process, as you're beginning to share the benefits, you can share some ideas that they can take, you know, and potentially implement on their own. But at the same time, then you offer a solution that you can provide as well. So let's just address your situation, Susan. So let's say that you want to talk to people about PowerPoint presentations. So somebody wants to so let's say that you're talking to a speaker, and you can help them to optimize their PowerPoint presentation. So now, one thing to consider when you're setting appointments is you don't want to just solve the whole problem in the appointment. That's a challenge that a lot of people face, is that they try to do too much in the appointment. So one of the things to consider is, how much information do you collect? Do you have people send stuff to you in advance? So in your case, would you actually ask people to send you the PowerPoint presentation? So one thing to think about would be, is there a value for you to have that prospective client's PowerPoint presentation in your hands? And if there is, then there might be a valid reason to ask them to send it to you. Because now, because without that information, you know, you might not have it otherwise, number one. And if you have it, then you know how, you know, well, you know where there might be a struggle. So what you could say, for instance, is send me a copy of one of your PowerPoint presentations. And on the and during the appointment, I'll share three tips to improve your PowerPoint presentation. That could be a benefit right there. Who wouldn't want, you know, feedback about how they can improve what they're doing? So that would be a simple way, a simple benefit that you could provide. You're not saying I'm going to change it for you. You're not saying I'm going to critique every aspect of it. You're just saying I'm going to share three tips that you can use to improve your presentation. So again, it might take a little bit of time to go through and review it and come up with the ideas, but you would probably be in a much better position at that point, and then in the case of following up, to be able to convince them to sign up for a program or a service. So that would be. All right, let me continue on here. So Susan says, so Rick, you're saying, are you saying to share just a couple of tips with someone during the appointment based on the conversation? I know Eric says we shouldn't lead them to expect a coaching. And I'm waiting for something to load up. It covered up the screen for a moment. Coaching session during the appointment. Yeah. See, like a coaching session, like when I do my coaching sessions, I'll have anywhere from 30 to minutes to an hour where I'm just sitting there talking to them, talking to clients about their unique situation. I might ask them 20 questions. We have a conversation. We're talking about strategies. That to me is a coaching session. In the case of an appointment, I'm going to add value during the call. But I'm going to do it by asking questions, evaluating their situation, and providing a few ideas. And it could be that, here's an idea for some of you. It could be that there are maybe 10 main ideas that you could share with people that you're talking to. And so you could write out each one of those ideas. You could script these out. This could be part of your script. You could have 10 ideas. And you're not going to share all 10 ideas. You're going to pick three ideas to share. And the three ideas that you're going to share are based on the needs that you identified. So that would be an example. Let's see. Susan says, do you mean the signature block or the closing? I'm trying to remember what I mentioned before. Like, for instance, I use One Shopping Cart for my email marketing system. So it allows me to go in and create an email signature that appears at the very end of the message. And so your email signature at the end of the message has to include, for instance, your mailing address. That's required by the CAN Spam Act in the U.S. So in mine, I have my name, I have phone, email, company information, and other details. So that would be the if you want to call it the closing block at the end. But it's basically, like on my system, I have to submit it for approval. And once they approve it, then it's set. And I can go back and change it if I want to in the future, but it has to be approved first. Whereas prior to the PS, I can put like a short little closing message. And so it will be something like, to your success, Rick Cooper, online marketing and social media trainer, et cetera. And Susan says it's called a complimentary closing. Okay, good. Thanks for looking that up. Susan says, what Janice asked is related, I think, to my confusion. Isn't there a difference between the benefits of buying your products and services and the benefits someone gets just from showing up for the appointment where you can sell them the products and services? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there are different benefits for the appointment versus the appointment versus the benefits of purchasing your products and services. Absolutely. Marilyn says, okay, three different appointment topics would be, one, follow up with a client. For example, met at a live a network or vendor show, and then the message cuts off. Two, follow up with a repeat customer to thank them for the order, discuss the benefits, maybe ask for a testimonial. Number three, follow up with a client who expressed interest in discussing becoming a new consultant on my team. Okay, those are three types of appointments, but it's not really, I guess it would work for this. What I was thinking more along the lines of was a specific type of appointment that you would offer. So, you know, let me just go back and look at your benefits again here. Okay, so like the health and beauty. So like to me, health and beauty, those are separate topics. So if we're talking about beauty, or are we talking about cosmetics? So to me, I would think about like what's coming up. Okay, the summer's coming up. So what happens during the summer? Weddings, right? So what I would do is I would say schedule a free I'm trying to think of a way to put this. It's almost like a wedding or event discussion around beauty. That's kind of I don't have an easy name for that. But the concept is that you would talk to them about what types of events that they're going to be going to, and discuss some, you know, different cosmetics or things that they can do to, to look their best, that kind of thing. And so the concept, you know, and that might be a hit or it might not be. You know, sometimes you have to kind of throw something against the wall and see what people respond to. And I've had things that I've done that I thought were going to be a hit, and then people didn't really respond to it. So sometimes you have to experiment and try a little bit. But there's a value in brainstorming ideas. So before I just come up with an idea, I'll sit down and I'll brainstorm like five different types of appointments that I could do, 5 or 10. And then I'll say, well, which one of these do I think is going to get the best results? And which one of these fits with what I'm doing right now? Like, who do I want to be talking to about what topics that's going to lead into what I'm offering? And again, it could be that some of these strategies that you implement, some of them could be seasonal. So think about, you know, especially if you're working for another company, you know, are there any special promotions that go on during the year? Is there anything coming up over the next 2 to 3 months that you know about that you want to be on the phone talking to people or out meeting people regarding that? Regarding the health specifically, again, you know, what you want to think about is who do you want to be talking to and about what topic that they would be interested in purchasing your products and services. See, the appointment setting strategy, it's an attraction strategy. It's attracting people to you. Now, you're sending it out by email, so the people are already on your email list, but you're attracting people into a conversation with you. And so you have to be talking about ideas that are going to grab their attention. So I'll give you another one. Summer's coming up, so everybody wants to look good in their bathing suit, right? Or they want to look good when they go to the gym. So a health conversation and talking about fitness, how they look, what they could be doing to look and feel their best, that might be exciting to people. So maybe something like a get fit health consultation. That's what I'm talking about. See, you have to think about the marketing aspect of it. You wanna brand things, you wanna label things, you wanna identify things, and that helps get people connected to the value of it. Recently, I sent out an email. I think I shared this last week, offering to do a Google Hangout with people. And so it was a Google Hangout strategy session. And so that grabbed people's attention because they were like, Google Hangouts, I've heard about that, but I don't know about it. So it grabbed people's attention. They contacted me, and that's led to appointments with people and conversations. So you've got to think about what's going to grab the attention of your audience and make them want to talk to you. We're about at the top of the hour right now, and it looks like I got through most of the comments. I haven't done a refresh in a little bit, but I'll go back out there and check a little bit later. But and the other thing is if you haven't had a chance yet to share your commitment, go ahead and do that now. How many people or how many post your rating? Like, how do you rate yourself on your commitment level to actually implement the strategy? and get it done. If you were like, if you were excited about doing an appointment setting email, looks like we're up to 33 comments, so we're about 7 comments shy of meeting our goal. But if you want to get this done, then rate yourself high, and then go ahead and put a date down that you want to get this completed by. Let's see. Janice says 3 benefits of my products would be helps reduce anxiety, promotes deep restful sleep, and relieves pain. That's the benefits of your product, but not necessarily the benefits of your appointment. So you're getting close. Let's see. Susan says, I'm thinking maybe I could offer people an assessment of their current video marketing strategy and a high-level recommendation strategy for going forward. That would include an offer to have me create a video for them if that seems like a good fit. Yeah, so you're getting closer to it, Susan. I think you're right on board with that one. That's a really good one. Marilyn says, my commitment is an 8. Due to full-time job, sometimes I can be at a 10. All right, so what date do you want to get your appointment setting email done and then emailed out by? Judy says, my commitment to email strategy, probably a 5. I'll have to figure out how to actually do the task. I like the idea, but it will work as well as a personal phone call. But will it work as well as a personal phone call? Sure, it's just that you can reach fewer people with it. Janice said, my commitment level is 7 to 10 because this email campaign will not happen until the end of April. The company I'm joining is in pre-launch until April 1st. All right. Susan says, I would say my commitment level on this email strategy is about a 5. I think I have other strategies to focus on right now that are higher priority. All right. A couple more messages from Susan, and then a final one. Marilyn says, Rick, this is a helpful discussion. I like your approach. Yes to your ideas. Awesome. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up on the call today. I want to thank you for joining me. I hope you got a lot of great value. Hopefully, I helped stretch your brain a little bit and challenge you a little bit to think about using email in a new way that helps you to start setting some appointments. Also, start paying attention to emails that you're getting where people are setting appointments with you, because you can always model those emails as well. So just raise your attention to what emails you're getting and think about how you can use similar strategies in your own business. I want to thank you for joining me today. Hopefully you got a lot of great information on the call. Have a great week, and God bless.